I do. I hear the cat. Right, I'm going to let the cat in, because otherwise the cat will scratch at the door and come in. And hopefully, yeah, okay, push it out and give you some water, more water. Hopefully Puma won't come and sit on the table or try and do anything. If he does, he'll be removed unceremoniously. Right, Roger, what are we going to do? What are we going to start with Canadian gin as a gin and tonic?
Let's start with Canadian gin. Now, is it? And what style of gin is it then?
Oh, what style? Very good question.
Well, I think there are only two styles.
Well, let's see. This is a dry gin called from a company called Steinhardt. This is from Nova Scotia, handcrafted in Canada. You can return the bottle for a refund. It's a 47.
Does the bottle have to be empty or full?
47.5 degrees, so it's a full strength gin, if you like. I think we have a free hand, Roger. We don't know what kind of a gin this is. I've obviously had some of it already.
It's a dry gin.
So somebody has had it already. I don't remember. It's possible that some people who came to play a poker had some.
Right. Well, let's give it a whirl.
Okay. Now, what I shall do is get some ice, and then I'm going to... I'll pour the gins that are over here, right?
Yes.
So that we can be sure that we're not corrupting each other's glasses. So if you like to give me your glass. Do you want to use a measure, by the way?
I want to use a measure, not a special.
No. Give me your glass and I'll... Because we can then add the ice on top of it, yes?
Yep.
Because we should have chilled the glasses. I'm really...
No, we're not doing martini cocktails.
Oh, yeah, we're not. No.
We're doing gin and tonic, so I think we'll manage.
Okay.
This is a goblet.
We're adding tonic to this, aren't we? Or are we tasting it as well?
Well, I'm going to have a quick taste.
Let's do that. It's got a good strong smell.
It has a strong smell, very citrusy, I feel. Okay.
Now we have to make sure we cough in opposite directions.
Do. Okay, that
it's a little medicinal for my taste.
It's a bit of an assault.
And it doesn't have a lot of juniper, does it? Or does it? It's a little assault on the nose, right? Well. I dare you taste it.
Dare you taste it. Good...
Whatever happens, we're going to taste it, and we're then going to have a conventional gin tonic with ice on top of it, aren't we?
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
We might be compelled drink all of it.
Well, we absolutely need just to have
I don't think this gin has ever been sold in Ireland. It was a present from a great friend. Okay, here we go, guys. Here you go. I'm sure you've already swilling it. My first response was, oh, this is nice and flavoursome, citrusy, and then it burnt the tongue off me.
It's...
And I couldn't keep it in my mouth for any longer, so I had to swallow it.
Yeah, it's very astringent, very sharp.
Astringent, that's a better thing than, what did I call it? I said it burnt the mouth off me.
But lots of people say, oh, I understand, burnt the mouth off me.
Well, Cork Dry Gin did the same thing, and a good few other ones we've tasted in the past.
I can feel it here.
How's your chest?
I can feel it right here, in the part of the body we call the mediastinum.
Call the what?
The mediastinum, about which I can talk extensively, of course.
Oh, of course, you have experience of having had yours extensively treated.
Yeah, well, I think it's just been extensively treated again. I find that very harsh, and I couldn't... That, to me, is not a sipping gin that you could sip raw like that, neat like that.
No, it might be superb when we add one of the three tonics which we have available to us. we have got the bog standard Schweppes Indian tonic, which I used to dislike and have actually come around to it being my favourite on the grounds that it has least flavour.
Oh, interesting.
And we have Fever Tree, of course.
Yes, yeah. We've got Fever Tree, we've got two Fever Trees.
Three Fever Trees?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Just for posterity, we've got the premium Indian tonic water, and we've got the refreshingly light Indian tonic water.
Is that the one you take when you're on a diet? Or something.
I don't know.
This is like Coors Light and something light. Okay, well, it's good that we have good that we have both to test. Okay, so I'm going to get the ice. Now, wait a minute. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Roger. I suggest that we do this. Why don't I put some ice into this container, then pour your gin into this container, mm-hmm. give it a jolly good shake, which will chill the gin without needing any ice in the glass. Anyway, you got a choice. One of the options is it's given a good shake in this thing. The gin is poured so it looks as it looks right now, except it'll be a lot colder. Or you can have the ice.
Oh, I'll go for the gin.
You go for the gym. Okay.
I'll go for the gym when it comes out.
Okay.
Yes, and just...
Okay, so let me start with getting this ice out of the ice. Got an ice making machine here.
Oh, right.
I've never used it.
Blimey.
Great. You can tell that I've never used it. I just dropped two pieces of ice on the floor, which...
Well, we know it worked.
We do. Can I get more ice? I'll get the hang of this the whole evening. Right, I've now got ice in here. I now propose to you that you pour your gin in there. In fact, you could, of course, have more of it, because there's absolutely no reason, as far as we have ascertained, to keep more of this gin for future tastings.
Well, other than that, it comes from Nova Scotia, and then people will say to themselves, oh, I'd love a sip of gin from Nova Scotia.
I'm going to give you another drop, right? Because I feel that you were definitely shortchanged. Okay, so this is all... I'm no expert at this now. It does make the gin cold.
Okay.
Much colder than... So you like your... Anyway, that's all there.
Is it, but it makes it colder than if you stir it.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing is you put this top on it, and now you give me your glass.
That's me, this is
and
very official.
And some means or other. You get your alcohol. Although, as I look at it, it does seem to me that you're getting shards of...
Shards of glass, and of course it's been aerated, so it's a little bit fizzy. Mm.
Now you can add... Yes. Now we must add the same...
We must
add the same tonic.
So
what do you think is the better one, given now... You're an expert at these things. I'll tell you something. If Fever Tree is added, it will become a lot more citrusy.
Mm. Which is not something it actually needs. And if Schweppes is added, then it doesn't actually add anything to the flavour.
Well, it doesn't add half as much. Shall we go for the neutral option?
Let's go for the neutral one.
Okay.
Because then basically what we're saying
this is...
This is
your bottle of Schweppes for the evening.
Great.
If it doesn't... There's a bit of a...
It was a bit
is that enough, fish. Do you think?
Yeah, that'd be enough.
Okay, right. Now I'm going to catch up with you.
Right. Now, I don't know...
This is... it was really good. The thing I like about this this gin is the bottle. I really think it's... If I could explain how this gin makes me feel, then the entire world would drink it. So said Ari Saig. Okay, now...
Did I put too much in?
Put too much tonic in?
Tonic in, we'll
well, that's easily fixed. Here, I'll give you a little more alcohol. so that it might have a bit of a kick.
Well, the kick is gone. Kick is gone.
The kick is meaning that the tonic is... Is the tonic dead?
No. The gin.
Oh, the gin. Oh, right. Yeah. That kind of terrible experience of having your mouth burnt off. I'm sure I'm doing it. Is it cold, by the way? We should, of course, have the internet available so that we could check out this company.
So, what's it called? Hold on, I'll
tell you. There's the name. You could check it out. Now, what am I doing? I am pouring from here, yeah.
Excuse me. Nova Scotia. Right, what do we want? Do we want them, what they say? Well, let's find out what they say.
Yeah, let's find out what they say first, yeah.
Okay, so.
There's a tiny burp. I should have bought more of this Schweppes, because I...
Okay, this is the bottle. This is the classic gin, the London Dry Gin, the London Dry Gin style.
Right.
And it was, in fact... Okay, this gin has a juniper-driven nose with lemon zest, citrus, and floral notes. Well, I did not get any floral notes, but then maybe I'm not skilled enough.
What are floral notes? I get citrus, but what are floral notes? Are they like you're getting jasmine or rosebud or something?
Lavender, maybe.
Well, maybe they're the things that modify the citrusy a bit.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. Though.
Did you get lots of juniper? I don't know. We'll have to see the other ones do.
Yes.
Especially...
Do you mind if I have a quick sniff of the juniper berries?
Oh, do. Now, that's in bog standard gin. I took one of the...
So that's in gin already.
That's in gin already.
Ah, okay. I thought it was in water, and therefore we'd get the...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, so
I just decided that they needed a bit of oomph to... Anyway, yeah. Cheers. I'll give you a... Cheers. Indeed. Let's see. We have a rather large glass here each, actually, when you think of the size of the glass.
We do.
Okay, let's see.
Damn shame it's not a dry martini cocktail. Then we'd be in business by the end of this. My goodness, this is a goblet.
Since this is a tasting evening, I'm not highly motivated to drink all of it. As I might be if I was sitting at a dinner party, and it would not be possible to say to the host, I wonder, do you have another gin by any chance?
May I try your expensive
gin? May I try?
This gin helped Steinhardt be accepted into the London Gin Guild.
Okay, that I think is not just London, I think that's world.
London Gin is the style of gin.
It's a style, yeah.
Which is pretty much everything we've ever tasted. I think the other style of gin is the Dutch style.
Okay. I confess I do not know enough about the other styles yet.
So on the nose,
yeah.
You tell me if you got any of this. On the nose.
Yes.
Lemon?
Well, I know I did.
Yeah. Honeysuckle?
No.
Juniper? I think we can say that's a
tiny bit, I'd say.
Rose water?
No.
Lavender?
No.
Jasmine.
I got something that did make the whatever it was, lemon. The citrus did sweeten it.
So let me just read out the others very quickly. Sandalwood, grass, herbs, which could be anything. Spice cake, spices, which again could be anything. Clove, cinnamon, stone and pine.
Well, they're all the things that went into making it.
No, this is what they're saying is on the nose. They've got a description of the nose, the palate and the finish.
Yes, okay, that's the nose. Now that's what the palate is.
On the palate, lemon, lime, orange, marmalade, ginger cake, red apple, blossoms, violet, herbal, whatever that is, dried flowers, lemongrass, grassy, juniper, anise, pepper, white pepper, spicy, and pine.
Pepper, definitely. I got plenty of pepper.
I could say that of almost any.
This is ridiculous stuff. This is crazy. What do people say about it? This is the company
itself.
Well, you know why.
Now, the finish. Let me just read out the finish. Lemon, sweet citrus, orange peel, floral, sandalwood, mint, coriander, juniper, spices, light mineral, talc, strong, smooth. I almost feel, and I don't want to do them a disservice, they have a bag with words that they dipped into, and it was the 20 words that came out of the bag.
Okay, that's what they say about their gin, which is kind of like, okay, in order to sell this gin, we have to appeal to certain kind of people who like rose water, and then sandalwood. Roger, when's the last time you ate sandalwood?
Well, it's a very good question. I've never eaten sandalwood, but I have a beard oil that claims to be sandalwood.
Yes, you have a beard, of course.
I do have a beard.
And this is oil that goes into your beard.
Into the beard. Not for the beard, yeah. It's for your skin, apparently. But the thing is, if there's any smell off that, I'd be very surprised. I think I got a batch and they actually didn't put the sandalwood essence in, because it smells of nothing. So unless sandalwood smells of nothing, in which case, you know. Anyway, I have found a website called proof66.com, better, smarter liquor is their tagline, which would tell you they're not Irish.
I can't imagine any Irish palate having tasted this, so they would.
Okay, no, actually this is not bad though. It's awards, we can see it's got a sticker on it that won an award. The Beverage Tasting Institute, I don't know who they are, but let's just assume that that's a somebody, they have not rated this yet. The Wine Enthusiast, again, let's assume that's a somebody, they haven't rated the bottle either. However, Proof 66, which is the website we're on, Steinhardt Gin is made from a base of Canadian-grown wheat, distilled to the highest possible purity, blended down with Nova Scotia spring water. Okay, and then there's a bit of what Steinhardt say themselves. We will never use artificial flavours or funky chemicals. Steinhardt is presumably made in the London style. Well, we know that to be the case. And the only really note that it has here is featuring a juniper-forward nose.
Now, look, I went looking at reviews of gins today.
Oh, you found a better one.
And I found a much better site than that, one that awarded stars.
Okay, what about gin?
And it had the name gin in the...
I've got ginobserver.com. Oh, here we go. Ginobserver.com does have a star rating. Okay, bear with me. Okay. It says here, while not as sea-driven as many Scottish gins, you'll be able to taste the local water within the gin, combined with intense floral notes. Excellent for when your standard gin nor your go-to cocktail just isn't cutting it. But again, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Have you got something better?
I have a site here which I know reviews several of the gins, and I looked at several today. The site is called The Gin Isin. The Gin Isin. Ginison? G-I-N-I-S-I-N.
Ginison.com?
Yeah. I'm going to see how this measures
gin
up.
Gin is in.
Steinhardt,
S-T-E-I-N. It is, the gin is in.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, I've got... I haven't found it on that particular site.
No, but I've seen one of them already. Gosh, that we've got
here. Oh, I have it. No, wait a minute, I haven't, because... Okay, I got Gin Mag. Is the official website for gin. You'll find a selection, tastings. No, that's no good. The Gin Guild. Did you mention them minutes ago?
I did not.
Okay, let's see what they have to say, the Gin Guild. That sounds a bit like the Scottish Malt Whisky Society. Okay, Steinhardt. A big spiel about an interview with Steinhardt. But an interview with Steinhardt will not result. No, that's no good. That's purely a place where people interview. In Search of Elegance. I have a funny feeling that In Search of Elegance is a decent enough review place. I've come across it before. Anyway, here we have it, yeah. This is Steinhardt Hascap Gin. Well, it isn't necessarily the same one. This one is another rich, fruity, spicy gin. Anyway, look, our own review is what we're here to do. Would I be right in saying that we've agreed that the most interesting thing about this gin is that it comes from Nova Scotia?
Yes.
That it comes in a rather attractive...
We've got a good selection of bottles.
Purple bottle. I mean, this is... What colour is that?
I call that blue.
You call that blue? A particular cobalt blue, is it?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yes, that could be a cobalt. Now, actually, when you look through it at a certain angle, there is a purple, you're right, there's a purple in the street.
Yeah, but it's like at the purple end of blue.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to look here and see what colour blue it is. Cobalt, C-O-B-A-L-T, cobalt blue. Once upon a time, many years ago, I went to the trouble of looking up all the different blues. It does not mean I got it right. Not bad actually, Roger. If you not bad, not perfect. Do you see that colour?
I do see the colour.
There must be images.
Royal blue.
Yeah, but just to see. Oh yeah, there's. Wait a minute. Okay, look. This is cobalt blue, and what's the difference between that and that? Very little. Oh,
very little.
Very little. There's cobalt blue. I'm gonna say I'll try royal blue. Is that royal blue?
Mm.
Oh my goodness, that is very close.
Yes, however, it's all going to be dependent on screens and photograph. Okay. Anyway, that's royal blue.
Okay, so it's in between cobalt and royal.
Yeah, look. They're also claiming that that is royal blue, and that looked more like the coal. Anyway, look. See, that's another royal blue. No. Look, the bottle is attractive. I think what lets it down a little bit is that cobalt.
That's pretty. No, it's royal blue.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you saying lets it down a little bit?
And I think that's a problem with a lot of them, although the Tanqueray doesn't look very appealing. That one, what is that? That's a London something gin.
That's a London dry gin. We'll come on to that.
That has the same quality of cork as this, so it almost... The corks are very young. The wood is very young. And it sort of takes away from the... See, over there, where you've got a cork in some bottle where you put your blue
or
whatever. See, the cork on that one... has a bit of character about it.
Yeah, I think that's the angle you're looking at it from, because I suspect that the top of that cork is plastic. Anyway, we'll see. But the main thing is I have to say that I treasure this gin, and I'm going to put it away.
You should.
And anyone who comes into the house and says, by any chance, do you have a gin from Nova Scotia? I'll say, well, funny you should ask. So I think one here now, which
this is
have you taken a photograph of this one?
I think I have.
You? I've had enough now. I actually also suspect that it's not being done a favour by this Schweppes tonic, which I'm now inclined to pour down the sink and live with the fever trees.
Live with the fever trees.
Do you agree? Or do you want to... Or maybe give it one more go.
I've had enough of this as well.
Okay, so you pour your glass down the sink and I'll pour my glass down the sink.